If there's one thing I've always loved, it's cooking myself a good meal. And I mean a really good meal. But I gotta say, lately I've been so busy, I think I'm just running out of ideas. I always go to the store and I'm so overwhelmed. I mean, do I want a zucchini or a cucumber? Do I want this? Do I want that? Not to mention, I don't know how fresh these ingredients are, and I'd like to know that I'm eating quality food. HelloFresh gets me right out of that cooking rut. It takes the guesswork out of meal planning, and there's over 40 recipes to choose from every single week. Not to mention, the produce is farm to door for peak ripeness for a bunch of different chef-crafted recipes. So come on, what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/50Shadow and use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/50Shadow. Use code 50Shadow for 50% off plus free shipping to receive America's number one meal kit.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Shadow Realm.
When Sara crossed the finish line, that's when everything started. I should probably start at the beginning. It was gonna be a warm day for San Francisco, especially in the Tenderloin where there was barely the whisper of wind. As the sun started to rise, everything felt so calm, but unfamiliar. I'd gotten used to the intensity of the protests for the past several days and the eerie haze that the wildfires cast over the city. I walked over to the Beta Breakers race, but in my mind I could still hear the chants for civil rights and justice, and I saw the sky turn this bright orange as fires raged through the nearby trees. The events were heartbreaking, but it was a powerful reminder that there's great strength when communities come together. The sun was shining brightly down on the crowds, waiting at the starting line. Everything looked so surreal and a little sinister under the strange light created by the last fire smoke lingering in the atmosphere above us. It was like a different reality, planning its next move. The crowd was impressive. Everyone goes to Beta Breakers. It's a 12K that happens every year, but it's nothing like an ordinary race. It's more like a gigantic, crazy party. Runners, joggers, walkers of all ages, most in fantastic costumes. They travel the route that runs west through the city and finishes where the breakers crash into Ocean Beach. So suddenly, being in this giant celebration felt like whiplash, even though we needed it. As I got closer to the starting line, I spotted Sara standing off to the side. She was with a group of runners dressed like superheroes and another group dressed up like plump strawberries with handmade green hats to look like leaves. Next to them was a very short, muscular, dwarf-like person wearing a toga, almost comical in appearance. I guess he wasn't one of the runners, since he was barefoot. Our eyes locked for a moment, and he grinned at me in a way that was so unsettling, I had to look away. Man, this event attracted some really interesting people.
Hey! Hey, Arya! Here I am! Over here! You made it.
Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss this for the world.
You're the best.
I would say Sara's my closest buddy. We'd been friends ever since my first week at McKinley High School. She was 3 months older than me and just a few inches shorter. We had gone to Beta Breakers every single year to watch, but this was her first time running it, and she spent almost a year making her costume, a white horse with a long glittery mane made of tinsel and big wings. She had her brown hair pulled up high on her head, and her horse mane was sparkling in the sun.
Like my costume?
A horse? Of course.
Not just any horse. Pegasus, say the wings. I need all the help I can get.
She really didn't need any help. She was totally prepared. While this was a party for most people, Sara took any kind of competition super seriously. She'd been like that ever since we were little. When she was determined, she was like a dog with a bone. Nothing could get in her way. So while everyone else was taking dance breaks, sipping on drinks, she was gonna be keeping an eye on her pace and staying hydrated.
Gloria, would you do me a favor? My grandpa's around here somewhere, and I was hoping you could stick with him during the race.
Of course. You know, I love hanging out with Ta.
I know, I just... we worry about him. He says he feels like he's 25, but I keep reminding him he's actually 87. I basically had to talk him out of running the race with me.
I bet he would have won.
He totally would have. Oh, there he is! Ta, over here!
Okay, I'm coming. This isn't a race, okay?
I looked up the small hill and saw Ta, Sara's grandpa. He was smiling from ear to ear, wearing his favorite white cap and limping towards us at a pretty impressive pace for an 87-year-old man. But as I reached out for a hug, I could see that he'd gotten thinner, frailer since I last saw him, and maybe even a couple of inches shorter. But his spirit was totally intact. Enthusiastic, excited, that same twinkle in his eye, always ready for the next Joker adventure. I had to say it, I love this man.
Arya, good to see you. Every time I see you, I feel like you get taller and taller. I remember when you were this big, I could pick you up with one hand. Now you're practically a grown man.
I don't know about that. In fact, Ta, would you do me a favor and watch Arya?
Yeah, all right.
He needs it. You know how he can be. He's always disappearing and getting into something.
I'll keep him out of trouble. Promise.
Good. Whew, I'm so nervous.
Don't be. Remember the lullaby I used to sing to you when you were a little girl and you were scared of something?
Yeah, you still sing it to me now at 17.
Yeah, even I know this song at this point.
I don't know if you do.
To laugh is to care for all beings around us. To laugh is to be kind to all beings around us.
The show is about to begin. All runners, head to the starting line. The show will begin in 3 minutes.
3 minutes. Gotta go.
Get out of here. Good luck, Sara.
You know you're gonna do great.
Yeah, I know I am. Thanks, you guys. Bye.
Ta and I took the bus up to the top of the dreaded Hay Street Hill so we could be there when Sara got there. This was like the toughest part of the entire race. It didn't look that bad from the top, but from the bottom, it looked like hell. Although the sun was high in the sky, we found a lovely shady spot to sit. We could people watch, discuss all the crazy costumes, and talk about old times. It was the first time in so long that I just didn't feel like there was anything to do except be in the present and enjoy a beloved friend's company. Time flew by, and it was just a few minutes before Sara would start the climb up to where we were. Ta, let's grab some water and try to get closer to the finish. It'll be a great place to wait for Sara.
You know what? Why don't you stay here? Stay right here, and I'll go get it before we walk over.
Don't worry, I'll come with you.
No, stay right there. I'll be right back. I'm keeping you out of trouble, remember?
Yeah, okay, whatever. Todd, just wait up.
Oh, hey, watch where you're going.
Sorry about that. I was just trying... Todd! Todd, where are you? Todd! But it was too late. He was just gone, disappearing into the crowd. Todd! Todd! Excuse me. Todd, where are you? I kept blindly weaving through the crowds, like I was swimming through some giant sea, constantly being thrown off my feet by the swaying and dancing kaleidoscope of color. Then I saw Sara coming up the hill through the costume crowds, panting and waving to me, flashing a smile.
Arya! Arya!
Woo! Go, Sara!
Thanks.
Sara, here, I've got your water.
Thanks for the water.
Looking good. And you're through the hard part.
Ooh, that hill is ridiculous.
I mean, breathe. Has the run been hard so far?
It's actually been pretty easy, except the weirdest thing happened. See that guy over there?
I looked over to see who Sara was pointing to, and there was that same really strange little man who I'd seen when I first arrived. Now he was staring at both of us. But when we turned to look at him, he quickly disappeared into the crowd.
I think he's been following me on the route. I see him every mile on the sideline, sort of smiling at me, like he's trying to cheer me on or something. But I can't figure out how he keeps my pace. Can he fly? Wait, where's Ta?
Oh, he ran off right before I went to grab you some water, but...
Wait, there he is, way over there.
I looked over to where Sara was pointing, and I was so relieved to see Ta. He was standing on the sidewalk on a not-so-busy corner in front of a deli, talking to some big guy in a green hoodie. But something seemed weird. Ta's back was turned to us, and the way the guy was almost looming over Ta made it seem like he was trying to intimidate him or something. And even though there were other people around, no one seemed to notice, except us.
Who's he talking to? Oh my God. Oh my God, what's happening? Are they fighting? I can't see anything.
Ta!
Oh my God! Oh my God!
We both watched as the man's hands shot up and Ta fell to the ground, his hat flying off his head. The guy ran away into the crowd without hesitation as Ta lay on the pavement.
Oh my God, help! Help! Oh my help. God, somebody help us, please!
Please, anybody,
oh
help!
Next time on Shadow Realm.
We need to move fast.
Whatever you can do to save him. You don't understand. I don't think this was an accident.
Hamid. Who's Hamid?
Spoken Layer.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.